Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Dale Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I have the pleasure to introduce to you the latest and greatest, the newest, and probably one of the most interesting multifamily mentors that we have added to our group. This is Kevin Chalmers. Kevin has 3,000-plus units with 16 different apartment complexes under his belt, and he has just been brought in as the new national, as one of the new national multifamily mentors. There are multiples of them. I think this is like the third one, which is indicating that we're growing quite rapidly. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dale. Thanks for having me.
So they got you, huh?
You got me. You did. But I owe a lot to you, sure. So, yeah, the call happened. It did.
Oh, yeah. I always tell people that. It's just about the time that they're getting super rich and happy and friendly and life is great and you're doing nothing. I look at them and go, that's good. I appreciate you coming on the team with us and helping other people. Hopefully it won't be much of a burden for you. I try to make sure that everybody that is a mentor keeps their workload down. That's why there's more and more of them all the time. So we have to make sure that we don't live a duplicitous life saying that it's all about the lifestyle, not the money. So we can keep it as a lifestyle, even though we're giving back to other people. So it's important that we have enough mentors to do that, that we don't have to make it a job for us. And it isn't really a job. It's really, it's a work of life. It's a gift,
yeah.
The ability to give back. So it's a wonderful thing. Since you're brand new, let's get people introduced to you. Tell us what you were like when you were younger and how you worked your way into this point to your life.
Quick, yeah, early sure. Life intro. Yeah, early life. Born and raised in Houston, you know, and my mom raised both my brother and I from the very beginning, as far back as I can possibly remember. And, you know, just growing up, it was about just, you know, making it, you know what I mean? And I didn't have a lot of, at the time, career aspirations or even, you know, early on thoughts of college or certainly none of this entrepreneurial stuff that we're doing now. None of that ever came into the picture. My mom, you know, I guess I was born into real estate is another way to put it. And what I mean by that is we were, you know, renters. My mom has always rented, whether it was single family homes or, you know, trailer homes, all over Houston, multifamily, you know, apartment properties, very similar to the ones that I'm buying now, which is just ironic as can be. But growing up, that was my life. You know, I grew up from a very, you know, humble, you know, simple, you know, middle America kind of background with my mom working for a telephone company and, you know, taking care of my brother and I. And so we were always, you know, chasing the best housing and the best school districts. And, you know, growing up, you know, I had this plan, certainly an appreciation for the life that my mom had, and it was for me to create a better one for myself and my future family. And, you know, somewhere in, you know, high school, I still didn't know what I was doing, you know, trying to get into a college, university, first in my family to go to university, still the first and only to graduate, which says and means a lot to me personally, in terms of always, you know, staying humble and pushing myself and, like you said, giving back and helping others and stuff. And, but wanting to create a better life than the one, you know, that my mom had. My mom, you know, worked extremely hard, you know, to give us the life that my brother and I have. And, I'm grateful for that. And so, making sure that I can pay that forward, you know, to my family, to my three girls, and create that kind of, you know, opportunity means a lot. And of course, now where I'm at, you know, as a national mentor, being able to give back, you know, to other members who are trying to do the exact same thing for their families and make wise investments and smart real estate decisions. So, yeah.
So at what age did you start getting the thought process? In fact, the way you explained it to me before was a friend told you about us, but were you looking and searching, or did the friend just flip a switch that wasn't even on until you talked to him about this stuff? How did you come to look into this is what I'm trying to get to. Were you looking, or did someone just,
no,
you know?
Yeah, man, I wish I could take the credit for saying I was smart enough to be researching and looking and stuff, but, you know, I would say I was definitely trapped in that corporate system, right? When I got my corporate job after graduating, I was not looking. It was, he kind of turned me on to it big time. I mean, I knew through reading other books, Millionaire Next Door and stuff of that nature, that real estate was where, you know, most people had made their money. But I had none of the knowledge, the education, you know, certainly not the mentorship, you know, that Lifestyles is providing to even try to jump into that. And so I just wasn't looking. It was almost just dumb as I think about it, just hoping that something would happen and come to me, you know, while we're saving our money and trying to figure this thing out, this retirement thing out. But no, my buddy Carlos kind of turned me on to it at work one day when we were grabbing a cup of coffee in the hallway and explaining to me, as I'm talking about these 529 plans as a college savings opportunity for my three girls, you know, he has three children as well, talking about, yeah, how he's bought three single family homes and that he's just keeping them. And when one of his kids wants to go to college, he'll sell that house, take all the equity and use it towards their tuition. And I remember thinking that that's just the most amazing concept that I have ever heard, you know, and certainly a lot simpler than me trying to figure out this 529 thing and hoping that works. But yeah, he turned me on to it. I mean, literally a 5-minute hallway discussion, you know, simple coffee break, something that, you know, we did all the time in corporate America, passing the halls, hey, you want to get a coffee, you know, having that kind of life changing, you know, what has now been a life changing discussion. I certainly owe it all to him for turning me on to Lifestyles.
Wow, that's amazing. That really is you know, one of those things in life you think about. That 5 minutes changed your whole life. That's a great story. Let's move on to when you came to to Lifestyles. A couple questions I didn't ask you last time I'm going to get to this time, but let's go with this. When you first came to Lifestyles, the first thing you did was the free workshop. What did you think about the free workshop?
It was good. It was incredible. It's exactly what I needed to hear. You know, that there's this other half, this other part, this knowledge, these concepts that I just wasn't familiar with, that I didn't know where to go or what I was looking at or how to do it. And it was genuine. You know what I mean? It wasn't a pitch. It wasn't a sell. It wasn't any of that. That I don't know if I was expecting that to happen or not, but it was, hey, here's the opportunity that we're going to hand you if you're interested. And if you want it, great. And if you don't, that's fine too. You know what I mean? It was kind of, you know, put to us that way. And it was something that we had been looking for in terms of that interest in real estate. And so, yeah, I mean, it was amazing. It was kind of the step to the next one, which was, of course, the 2-day in that free workshop. But
now, did you take Lori with you to the 2-day?
Yes, she was. Yeah, she was with me. She was with me on the 2-day, and it was you that presented the 2-day to us up here in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And that was back in 2013, and July, August 2013. And, you know, Saturday in itself was enough. You know, I mean, that was what we were looking for. We were expecting to understand homes, single-family homes, and how to buy these properties and rent them out. You know, make a good profit off that. We had no concept of what was going to happen the following day. You know, when we got into Sunday and talked about multifamily and apartments and, you know, tax-free cash out refinances and NOI and all this other stuff, it was just mind blowing. But yeah, she was with me the whole time, and you probably remember that little Italian restaurant right across the street that we all go to, and it was her and me sitting down at the table having that discussion. are we going to make this jump? You know what I mean? And probably like most people do. And we decided to do what you always teach, and that's go with the end in mind. And we jumped into multifamily.
Man, do I miss that restaurant now that you bring that up?
It's good.
I wonder how many people's lives have been changed right there at that restaurant. We used to sit there all the time and eat and share. That's a good place. Good pizza, man.
I tell you what, so, only if that restaurant knew who was coming into that door, their prices would go up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They had no idea who we were. They thought I was some kind of crazy guy. I don't know. So we got the wife to the 2-day, and you're totally positive. Did she have any hesitation at all?
She was more skeptical than I was. You know, I think by the second day she was certainly coming around more. You know, you always talk about it. We have the book, right? We have our kind of handbook. Through that 2-day, and at the back of it, we always write, I will not do what Dale tells me to do. And I remember at some point, and it was probably on Sunday, when I really started to realize what was possible. Right underneath that, I told her, I wrote on it, I said, you need to quit your job. You know what I mean? I mean, it was, for me, it was that fast. I told her, I said, you need to quit your job. This is something that we need to jump into, deep and fast. And she was getting there. You know, not as fast as I was, but she was definitely getting there. But shortly after that, I mean, she was all in. I mean, after joining, she left her job 3 months later to help us.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave this segment. So what a better way to segue into the next segment. We'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Lifestyles Unlimited gives you a map to retirement. Lifestyles Discovery is your GPS. Quickly scan the investment landscape, pinpoint the best deals, calculate your returns, and take action. Attend the free online class, How to Get the Best Investment Properties, to learn the property evaluation techniques you need to identify the very best deals. Go to gettingthebestdeals.com to sign up today. That's gettingthebestdeals.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is our new multifamily mentor for the national department here at Lifestyles, and his name is Kevin Chalmers. Kevin, welcome back to the show. Let's pick it up with, you're at the 2-day. I always liked, this is my favorite question to ask. What was the epiphany? What light bulb went on in your head and said, aha, that's what I needed. That's what I didn't have. Share with us your big epiphanies from the 2-day.
Probably not one, but two. Probably two big light bulbs that went off. And when we came into the 2-day, you know, for us, our goal was to replace our expenses. It was to figure out this retirement thing that we were talking about where, you know, at some point, and me having a career in high tech, you know, I didn't know how long I was going to last. You know, layoff, reorg, you know, I hit 50, 55, boom, I'm gone. But, you know, it was all about, you know, figuring out how I'm going to replace the income that was paying for those expenses and certainly whatever we wanted to do going forward in life. And so the concept of passive income was incredible, and it is something that I had never heard of until that 2-day. The idea of putting your money to work for you in an investment that is just passively providing you a distribution. And that in itself was big. That was huge. That for us was what we were looking for, especially with real estate, was this idea that we could make a small investment and get back a distribution without really putting no work into it. I think the second one, which was perhaps much, much bigger and unexpected for us and for me especially, was that retirement in itself is not an age. You know, and I was working towards my plan of 55 years, and I had, as an engineer, my spreadsheet, my numbers, and I knew where I needed to be and how much I needed to save and what path we were on and whether or not we were going to hit, you know, some magic number before the age of 55. And, you know, you came in with this idea that retirement is not an age, that it's the point in which your passive income has replaced or exceeded your expenses. And that was it. I mean, I was done. I was bought, sold, I'm in. Help me figure out how I could make this thing happen. Those were the two big ones. This whole idea of me just coming in for the passive income, not even the retirement, and then realizing that, hey, I could make this happen a lot sooner than my plan, that was big. That was real big.
Yeah, that is a really big one. And like I told you before, it always feels like to me that I don't get that across strong enough, because most people feel like that retirement is the end of their life and that from that point everything goes downhill. You know, you're going to make less money, you're going to live off of whatever you have left over, your health is going to get, you know, go downhill, you're going to have less and less notoriety, popularity, you know, success, and it's just sort of like an existence. Whereas the reality is, in our lives especially, retirement was the beginning. It was that opportunity for the first time in your life to not have to get up and go put in, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week, and just be a part of the grind to where you could now step back and think. And I remember thinking to myself when I first retired at 34 years old, I thought, wow, for the first time ever, if I get a great idea, I have something I want to go do, I can go do it. And I end up making more money than what I made working because I had the time to go do something that was incredible. And the second thing that I don't think I get across well enough is that every year since I've retired, I've made more money. Every year I have more passive income. I live on basically the same amount. Yeah, I allow my fiance to spend a lot of money now. But without her, I would spend nothing. And I make more every year because I take what I don't spend and put it in investments and make even more from more investments. So every year since I retired, I've now, you know, made more money. And I think people think that isn't the way it happens, is you get poorer and poorer and poorer with the traditional way of eating away at your savings, your life savings, to live off of it. And that those things are just not true. I also want to add with back this point, let you pick it up and carry it, and that is the time. What do you think about the day you quit your job and having the time? And we're going to go to break on this for this is a big question. But you think about that, the day you gave your notice, you now had your life. You had to make decisions you'd never made before, like, what time am I going to get up? How am I going to spend my day with my daughters, with my wife, with my to go look for a new business to start something new? It's an incredible concept to have your life back in your hands. Most people don't know what to do with themselves when they first get that. So we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month, equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map, appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time, equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month, and finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back, Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is Kevin Chalmers, the new national multifamily mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited. Kevin currently owns around 3,000 units and 16 different apartment complexes, manages two of those apartment complexes himself, and we're lucky to get him as a new mentor. As we went to break, Kevin, I left you with a question. You remember what the question was?
I do. It's all about the time.
Why don't you go ahead and pick up the question here. The question we left with was, now that you have your life back, or the second you bought your life back, what did that mean to you, and how did you deal with that?
Yeah, that was big, you know, because, you know, that in itself was an incredible day, you know, turning in my notice and saying, hey, I'm done. I'm at the point where I don't need this job. And that's how I did it. It wasn't a layoff. It wasn't, you know, no severance package, anything like that. I was at the point through my real estate investments, my passive income, my first deal as a lead investor, where I had a decision that I could make, that it wasn't forced on me by some company or some manager or somebody higher up, where I could say, hey, I've had enough and I'm done. And I remember the question they were asking me, hey, where I'm going, I was in high tech. You know, I was in high tech for 18 years. And the paranoia of those companies is always, where are you going? You know, are you going to the big companies out in California or something like that? I said, no, I'm going home. You know what I mean? And that was the opportunity that I had. I had the means of just going home and figuring out what I was going to do with my time. And that was amazing. I mean, I had the opportunity to decide when I was going to wake up in the morning, decide where I needed to be and what I needed to do. And could this priority wait, or is it something that I needed to do now? And more importantly, have more time with my girls. You know, I was at a point where I could, you know, wake up every morning and take the time to take my girls to school, you know, turn around in the afternoon and pick them back up from after school. So I was always there, you know, and I still am always there for them now. And I could not do that, you know, before. You know, I was traveling all the time. I'd have a 7 a.m. call. I'd be stuck in morning traffic, come back home, miss dinner, girls would be in bed, you know, have another 7 p.m. call, you know. Meetings to have meetings and turn around and, you know, you do the same thing, you know, wake up the next morning and you just, you know, repeat the exact same scenario over and over again. And I think that part of the problem is maybe that we have is that when we're in corporate America, it's all about that company. We're so committed to that job. We're so committed to just doing what we need to do without really realizing it, of making that company better, instead of taking a little bit of time to figure out what we need to do to make ourselves better. And I think when you do that, you start really focusing on that self-education, that self-training, you know, that roadmap that you shared with me about how can we get all of our time back, things start to change. You know, you say you realize that the train, that light at the end of the tunnel, it's not the train, it's the way out. And that's absolutely how it was for me.
That's excellent. And, let's add to that this part of the story. You recently had us over for a road trip on one of our tours, bus tours.
Yeah.
And your property was excellent and really enjoyed it. And I'm very critical in those bus tours all the time. So I was very happy with yours. Share with us, if you can, your belief system about how to operate a business. I didn't ask you this last segment. I wanted to get this out. You know, what are you thinking as you operate your own business now?
For me, and I've learned this from, you know, other people, certainly other mentors and other really successful lead investors, that it first and foremost comes down to team. And we're lucky to have put together over the course of a few years a really incredible team. And it starts with them. It starts with my community manager. It starts with my lead maintenance, and they are the core of everything that we have on site. She is the boss. She's my boss. You know, she's the one who manages that property. And both of us make some really critical decisions and what needs to happen and how we're going to go about it. And I make her, you know, an integral part of that decision-making, you know, circle along with my lead maintenance guy and what we need to do to really make this community shine. And she's involved in, you know, every aspect of it, from operations to rehab as well. And, you know, since that time, I've moved both of them over to our next big project, you know, that we've been working on for a few months. And so they're people that I trust. They're people that help me sleep at night. They're people that allow me to work on the business and not in the business. And so everything that we do from a property management perspective really starts with that team first. And then everything else, you know, will fall in place. But we take care of them.
Excellent. We're going to take a short break now. We'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is Kevin Chalmers, our newest multifamily mentor, working out of the national division. And Kevin is currently owns over 3,000 units and 16 apartment complexes, manages two, so he's got a lot of experience to bring to the table as he moves into this mentoring position. Kevin, we're lucky to get you in here and have you helping other people. What have you thought about so far as to be a new mentor? What are you thinking you want to bring to the table for all of these people that need you so much?
I think I've actually been thinking about that quite a bit, you know, kind of my own process and kind of what I've gone through, my own path over the last almost 5 years, which is just incredible thinking about it, how fast we've been able to move. And, you know, the last 5 years versus the last 18 I've had in corporate America have been just night and day. I've done more and made more in the last 5 years than I've had in all 18 years I was in corporate America at the same company and getting paid well, too. But I really look forward to being able to help other people in that same kind of scenario, being able to put a plan together to figure out, hey, I'm in this W-2. I'm comfortable. You know, I have a good life, right? I don't know that I don't have a great life because I just don't know. My time is consumed by this job that I keep investing in. I need to invest more in myself, you know, through Lifestyles Unlimited and that education. But I look forward to helping people create a plan to put a path in place to allow them to make that jump from W-2 to passive income or W-2 to lead investor or whatever path gets them retired from corporate America to buy all their time back, to spend more of that time with their family, to go on vacation, have a good time, to do the things that they want to do, to enjoy life a little bit more than maybe they are now. But to ultimately make that transition from W-2 to real estate, it's one that I know from experience is not an easy one. I think sometimes financially it's easier than it is mentally because we come from this, you know, this background of, you know, I have to go to school, I have to get a job, I have to work and save. And if I'm doing anything outside of that, I am completely uncomfortable. Something's not right here. This is wrong. I'm not supposed to leave a good job, you know. But I did that. I mean, I left a really, really good job voluntarily, and I am doing much better than I ever thought was possible, you know, on the other side. And but having the opportunity to help people kind of go through that same process is something that I look forward to as a mentor now, and helping people create that same lifestyle for themselves.
Well, you know, as I told you last segment, the thing that I look to people for as mentors to grade themselves is basically one of two things we grade on. One is how many people have you retired? I mean, totally changed their life. That's get out your little black book and start, you know, writing those down. Every time you help somebody, you see that you change their life, man. Take note of that mentally, because you're going to turn around one day and it's going to be hundreds of people, and you're going to walk into a Starbucks and somebody's going to go, hey, there's Kevin. He changed my life. It's weird how it happens so quickly that all of a sudden you're known all over the place, even when you go out of the state, because our mentors, our members are everywhere. And if you're going to be mentoring nationally, you're going to walk into a, you know, some room somewhere in another city, and there'll be an event on. There'll be 50, 100 people that all know who you are before you walk through the door, which is a crazy thing. So retiring people. The second one is, I think, creating excellence. And how many of your mentorees are able to win state, local, and national awards? I think that that's important, because we're passing on the idea of best product, best price, and we're passing on the idea of excellence in the industry, which, you know, when I started in real estate, it was the slumlord concept. You know, if you look at all the people out there that were teaching the courses, they were all teaching how to get over on people, and how to make money by getting over on people. The something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally, disease, midnight madness seminar guys is what's out there. And now we've turned it around to where Lifestyles for 27 years has preached excellence in the industry. So I think that's the other one I think is important. But I will share with you this, and I joked about it last segment, said it was your entrance interview, that I really believe this to be true. There are three types of mentors that fail. One of them is the no mentor, who tells you that everything you try to do is wrong, doesn't make sense. And the no mentor is basing his concept on this: I'll never make a bad decision if I say no to everything, right? Because if I say no, they'll never fail, and I'll never have a failure on my resume. The second one is the guy, the yes guy, who can't say no. Even when you look at the thing, you go, there's absolutely no way you should do that. I've got to tell you, don't do that. This is crazy. Please don't do this. And yet there's some guys that can't do that. They're just, okay, well, you think that's what you should do, you pick it up. The third one is, oh, gosh, I'll pick this up when we come back. We're right at the end of the segment. We'll be right back with Kevin Chalmers and the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Welcome back to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. With me here today is Kevin Chalmers, new multifamily mentor for the National Division. And Kevin, as we went to break, we'll talk about the third type of mentor that is problematic, and that is the guy that's just got nothing but data. Data is good stuff, but data doesn't make major decisions in life, and being a mentor is more about mentoring people about life and about a deal than it is about just knowing data about real estate. So those are the three challenges, or those are the three types I see fail. The types I see really succeed are the ones that are able to take themselves and share their personal belief systems with people and help them make logical business decisions that will change their life. So I'm looking forward to you setting up your book of success with all of the people that won awards under you and all the people that retired under you. That's a good thing. Wanted to ask you another question I didn't get into last segment, and that was, you've not mentioned anything about any naysayers in your life. Family members, mother, brother, you've not mentioned anything about them. What does your family and or the people you used to work for think about this now that you are where you are? I mean, is anybody at first a naysayer and now not? Do you have any good naysayer stories, or do you have any people now that are wondering what's going on and how to get there? What about people around you? Because, you know, what's funny is I'll just add this before I let you go off on this, and that is I find that I primarily hang out with Lifestyles members now. And it's because who else can put up with what we talk about all the time? I mean, you know, people don't want to hear about, you know, am I on million number one or number seven or number 50? I mean, they don't want to go out and be with people that don't have to get up and go to work the next day, that can go out Monday through Friday, and they can't. I mean, it's just the only people that can hang with me is other Lifestyles members. So I don't have all that outside stuff. And what about you? Did you have it coming in? Was there any distractions?
No, not really. And I think I always try to be a positive person and look at things and surround myself with as much positivity as I can. I just try to ignore and push away all the negative stuff. I don't need it. It's a distraction. I don't need any of that. I work too hard to free up my time, so I try to stay away from all that. But from the beginning, really fortunate that my family didn't think I was crazy. If anything else, they've kind of seen what I've done and just moving up in corporate America and doing well there. And, you know, I think making the jump from W-2 to just, you know, pure real estate investor was probably a big one. But I've always had their support. On the friend side, same thing. You know, my wife, my girls, all three of them, my close friends, they all, I guess, would expect something like this of me at this point. So they've all been incredibly supportive and always had the confidence that I could make this happen. And me, in turn, it's helping them do the same thing. And so we've been able to pull a few people over, you know, from my previous job and introducing them to Lifestyles and helping them create, you know, that new opportunity of financial independence and certainly friends and, you know, family members as well. We've done the same thing. But I haven't had a lot of naysayers, fortunately. I agree with you. I don't know that I could tolerate that. I mean, I spend a lot of time surrounded by, you know, Lifestyles members, and it's, you know, one part of folks that we've met at case studies and road trips, and it's others that we've converted, you know. Yeah. So,
well, we've got 1 minute left. Kevin, we only got 1 minute left. I want to get 1 minute in on your daughters, your lovely daughters. What do they see? Yes. What are they thinking at this young age, seeing daddy not have to get up and go to a job? Where's their mind at now? What's the future for them?
I have one who goes to school and tells all of her friends that she's going to retire by the time she's 18. Her friends think she's absolutely insane. They ask her how, and she makes it perfectly clear. I'm going to retire with real estate. She's 10 years old, and she gets it, all three of them. You know what I mean? And that for me is huge. That's the legacy right there of understanding that there is a different path. And so it's not something I force on them. It's something that they ask to be a part of, and I'm more than happy to show them everything that I've learned, you know, and you really share the map with them, you know, the same one you shared with me. So,
excellent. That's excellent. Well, everyone, share the appreciation that I have for you being with us and coming on as a mentor. You know, you work, you achieve, you buy back your life from corporate America, you become financially successful. And then I come along and say, hey, can I take and steal some of your hours from you in your day, in your week, and share with other people? So I really appreciate that. Thank you for coming on. And thank you for having us at the road trip. For the rest of you out there, remember this. Kevin, myself, everybody else at Lifestyles, we're not doing this for just a little more money. We're doing this for an incredible lifestyle. And that's what you could have. You're just going to have to get up off the couch, make that decision to come to one of the free workshops, look into this, and open your eyes to what's possible. Something you never dreamed was possible, is possible, has been, and will be possible if you just get up and look. Have a wonderful day. Kevin, thank you. And for the rest of you, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.